T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9:41, 19 before 10 o'clock. We're talking to Ollie Cosell, editor of The Bird Writes. In case you have not heard, the Pelicans have flown the coop, I guess might be a way to put it. Good morning, Ollie. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing a lot better than a lot of New Orleans Pelicans fans right now.
Yeah. What happened to him in the bubble? Was it different than the regular season or how that had progressed? Did we see a different Pelicans team?
We saw a team that, for some mysterious reason, played their worst they failed to bring basically their intensity right to the bubble. I mean, it was clearly evident in 3 of the games at a minimum. And honestly, we're still scratching our heads over why. You know, did Zion having to leave and then quarantine for 4 days, where in effect he was gone for almost 2 weeks. Did that hurt the team? Was there something else that happened? But it's clear from listening to the players, especially J.J. Redick, that they lacked a competitive spirit, not only in the game in that loss last night to the Spurs, but in other games as well. So it's just mysterious because we did not see that over the course of the regular season. Even when they played their worst, you know, that 13-game losing streak, there were no such complaints, nor did I see it in the locker room.
How can you not have a level of intensity? And I'm just thinking on a personal level here, right? You're away from your family. You're in the bubble. You're doing just all kinds of extraordinary things in terms of getting stuff stuck up your nose and testing and everything else. It would seem to me I would do everything I could to make sure that time was not wasted. Am I making stuff up here or not?
No, you're not. But it's interesting to me that we should go back to the scrimmages, right, where the Pelicans not only look good, but they played together, where you saw the evidence of the joy and stuff like that. And, of course, I thought that the first half in that very first game, the opener against the Utah Jazz, where they played well, we didn't see any issues either. So that's what makes it mysterious to me. And personally, I think there's a lot of things that go into this, Tommy. For instance, they were missing 2 key coaches on that sideline. You know, Jeff Bezdilek, their defensive coordinator, was not there. Even though he was from a remote location here in New Orleans, talking to the team, preparing them for games, he wasn't there in person to implement, right? They go through shoot-arounds. They go through a lot of practice where they set up for their next opponent. And he wasn't there to do that. He wasn't on the bench to make in-game adjustments. Jamel McMillan wasn't there either. And I know he's a big player favorite on that bench because he gets them up. He sees things, points things out. So he wasn't there either. And, you know, we know with this bubble, David Griffin said ahead of time, it's going to be hard to take anything away from this because things are going to be so different. The players are going to be put in this a unique situation with the coronavirus going on, the social injustices. So I'm guessing a lot of this, you know, kind of just built up and combined really put a hurting on the Pelicans as to where they just couldn't maximize their playing ability every single game at 110%.
Why not? I can understand maybe some, you know, some miscommunication. I can understand maybe not, as you're talking about, the guy being on the sidelines to immediately react. But lethargy, that I don't get.
Well, Tommy, they weren't as much loafing to me up and down the court as they just weren't going 1,000 miles an hour. Watching this team for years and years, I've seen what flat out not caring is. And that wasn't it. That's not what we saw there. It just wasn't, you know, they were coming in at 80, 90%. They were starting a lot of games that you see in a regular season. You know, that's part of the problem. And part of that could stem from a lot of young guys. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, they don't know any different because they've never been to the playoffs. So maybe they needed this. Maybe every young player needs kind of a kick in the pants. Oh, okay, so we've got to start a game with that intensity. Because let's face it, they started off a lot of bad or first quarters terribly and put themselves behind the eight ball, always trying to play catch-up. And most of those games, we've got to remember, they did come back, Tommy. They made a game of it. So it's not like I said, they just loafed, right? Didn't care for 48 minutes. We didn't see that. But there is an issue. There is some kind of problem, though, that David Griffin's going to have to address.
Or will he?
I think he will. You know, you've got to think Alvin Gentry's on the hot seat, right? He's underperformed to an extent during his tenure here, you know, making the playoffs only once. And, of course, the team was riding a really good streak, right? 22-14 before the bubble. And they couldn't remotely show that kind of ball here in Orlando when they were fully healthy, right? I mean, I know they didn't have Zion for 30, 35 minutes a game. But for the most part, a lot of teams would have loved to switch places with Alvin, who, like I said, had use of his entire squad, and they just didn't come through. So you can make that coach at, or that change at the head coaching position, and also some of the players. You know, there's a lot of contracts up, so he can bring in other veterans, maybe other young guys, find a better combination that works. You know, because we saw the way Josh Hart, J.J. Redick, how when they came in, they really play with that intensity. So maybe try and hunt down some more of those type of players in the offseason would help this young group.
What about Lonzo Ball's performance?
Oh, I don't really want to go there because it was awful. Let's face it. I mean, he played as bad as we saw him at the start of the year where he just couldn't make a basket. He couldn't do anything positive for the team. You know, even the fast breaks weren't there to where he was really pushing the ball, at least for the Pelicans. So, you know, he was on, you know, he's always kind of lacked a little bit of confidence in my eyes. And really, he found it for those 2.5 months before the coronavirus shutdown. But 4 months off, I'm guessing he missed a few shots, had a couple of bad plays at the start in Orlando, and it kind of stuck in his head. And he was never able to get over that hump. So, you know, with Lonzo, it was 6 bad games so far, terrible for sure. And if he had played well, they probably would have won a game or two, including yesterday. I think if Jrue Holiday or Lonzo Ball show up and at least give an average performance offensively, they win that game. So, hopefully it'll be a learning experience for a guy like Lonzo, who's only 22.
So what are they now? They stay in a bubble and play 2 more games that mean nothing to them?
Yeah, essentially that's how it works. You've got to finish off the schedule. But get this, Tommy. As soon as they're done with that game on Thursday against Orlando Magic, they're going from the game to the team bus. Essentially, they're not going to go to their hotel rooms to grab their stuff because it'll already be on the bus. They won't be eating. They'll be given food on the bus. The NBA is shipping out these teams immediately after their final games if they're not advancing to the playoffs.
They are ready to go. What do you expect from Zion this offseason? What does he have to do?
I think he has a lot to do. You know, he deserves some of this blame. We're going to blame Lonzo. Let's blame Zion. Sure, the numbers offensively were there, but defensively, he was out of place. He looked, you know, just as bad as he did in his first 19 games as a professional. But, of course, those results were hidden because the team was winning a lot of times. So he's got to do that. But more importantly, he's got to address his body. I'm still mystified at how a guy who takes this picture that everybody talks about online to then just leaving the bubble, not being able to play competitively for 2 weeks and kind of get out of shape, because he's obviously thicker than what that picture shows. So why did that happen? Is it simply a lack of conditioning, or does he not eat as well as he should? But he's a guy that, without a doubt, has to stay on top of his conditioning 110% because it looks like he puts on weight really easily, and therefore it damages what he can do for the Pelicans, right? If he's going to be restricted or if he doesn't have his full mobility, that's going to be hurting them. So he's got to address that.
He's going to put on that much weight, he might have to go across the street and play for the Saints.
They probably wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. What about Ball? You think the Pelicans look to trade him with a year left on his contract, or do you give him another year?
No. You've got to take what he did overall, and that was before the coronavirus shutdown. The majority of his games were excellent. He affected, I think, winning positively, and the numbers were there. You saw the chemistry with the starters, and I think that's the most important thing, right? If Zion's a generational talent, and we know what he kind of needs alongside of him, and that, of course, is a point guard that can hit him at any point, makes the game easier, gets him those easier baskets, because Zion may never develop, right, those one-on-one skills that you want to see, like a LeBron, where he can create for himself. So he may be relying on a guy like Lonzo Ball, but the best thing about Lonzo is not only his passing, it's the fact that he's a willing backseat driver. He doesn't mind giving up his offense or some of the limelight to make sure that the rest of the guys get there. So I think that's important. If you're building around Brandon Ingram and Zion, you're going to need some of these guys that aren't going to look for their own, that spotlight. And Lonzo's perfect. And if he can just make his three ball, which he showed over 3+ months that he could do, as well as run the offense, play some defense, and rebound his position, he checked all those boxes. I don't see any reason why he can't do that in the future. I mean, these are just 6 games, right? And it wasn't just he that struggled in Orlando. So I'm looking past what happened here and looking long-term, and I think he's going to fit just fine. I don't think there's no way you trade him.
So what do? You with Zion Williamson, you concentrate on conditioning. You put a guy with him 24/7, or you monitor him closely every day, every week. You weigh him. How would you go about this?
Yeah, you can't encroach his personal life too much to where, you know, it gets on his nerves or his family's, right? He still has to have that freedom. No, it has to become a choice. And I think the Pelicans did right by honestly having a lot of good veterans at the start of the year. Derek Favors, Drew Holiday, J.J. Redick, who work on their conditioning, who really value their time here in the NBA. So I think you've just got to ensure that you continue to have players like that that serve as role models, because, you know, with Zion, it's not going to take too much, I just don't think. He is such a competitor, wants to win so badly that he's willing to do anything it takes. So I think with those guys, those type of guys, it's a lot easier just by showing them instead of having to push them, goad them, you know, whip them, whatever, make them do what they should be doing.
If not Alvin Gentry, if he's gone, you got a couple of names, somebody would be a good fit?
I like Kenny Atkinson. You know, he was fired from the Brooklyn Nets last season over the disputes with apparently not getting along with the stars, right? Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan. But he's known for developing good young teams, gets them to play hard, and he's already got a connection to this team. Trajan Langdon worked up there in Brooklyn, so he knows him well. And, of course, we can't forget Will Weaver. He was an assistant coach under Kenny Atkinson, but this past year, Will Weaver went to the Sydney Kings, and he worked with, of course, Didi Luzada for the whole year. So I feel like there's enough connections all around, and the Pelicans will be seeking a younger coach who can really, you know, discipline this team more, and Kenny seems to fit that bill perfectly.
Thank you, Ali. I appreciate your time. I really do, and I guess we'll talk to you maybe on August 25th with the lottery. Ali Cosell, editor of The Bird, writes. We're going to take a break, find out what Newell Norman's got coming up for you next here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.